Hello and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine, because if you're gonna have a drink,
might as well make it a double. Hello Jasmine, how are you this week?
I'm good. I'm exhausted. I've been working all weekend.
Yes, and that is why this lovely podcast is coming to you Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. We'll figure out when I'm done editing and post it.
Most likely Wednesday morning. Because I just got home last night. I mean, I was in the city, but I was at my employer's house with the kids all weekend since Thursday. So I've just been.
Yeah. And she did not get home till Monday after work.
Yes.
So it wasn't like a Sunday night situation. It was like, I got home at, what time? You got home at like 10 p.m. last night, right?
No, I got home normal time. It was like 7:45.
Maybe I was just like, I was like, person. It's so late.
Still late for a normal person. I was like, I just don't have it in me to like muster up the the energy for
that's
it.
That's so fair. That's so fair.
That's literally all I did. I went to the Bronx Zoo on Sunday.
How was that?
It was I've never awesome. Been. It was seriously so cool. And it's a wildlife reserve. So like the animals actually have like a lot of space and it doesn't feel sad. Like at all.
Well, that's how I think the St. Louis Zoo is too, because I remember when I went, that's basically the only other zoo I've ever been to other than that part of Central Park that you can walk through and it's like kind of the zoo.
Central Park Zoo sucks, like straight up.
Yeah.
The animals don't have any space.
No, I mean, I know, but, or maybe they just had space because they were in St. Louis. But.
Yeah. I mean, like I've been to like the Salt Lake City Zoo and it's really awesome. Like you just like. Having a zoo inside of a city is insane.
Also inside of a city, inside of a park.
And I don't know how like PETA's not fucking knocking on their door like every day. PETA is insane, but
yeah.
I mean, but it was awesome. The zoo was so cool. We got to see tigers and lions, and the only animal we didn't see was elephants because it was like
boo.
But we did see rhinos. That was pretty sweet. Okay, we saw gorillas, and the gorillas were awesome.
Yeah, I mean, gorillas are so scary,
but they were all like little lady gorillas. So it was
lovely.
They were like cute. It was so fun, and then Saturday was like crazy busy with like the kids both had like activities all day. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I was driving all day like back and forth to Chelsea Piers and. The Upper East Side, then back to Chelsea Piers. It was like crazy. But it was fun. And then in the nighttime, we watched Zombies 2.
Slay! Zombies 2!
Which is a throwback from, I think, maybe our first or second episode.
That we talked about Zombies 4?
Yeah, it was a tipsy teaser.
Zombies 4. Shout out to Milo Manheim. If you're listening, call me.
It's funny because I know she's an alien and I'm like, oh, I wonder what she is. Like, maybe she's a werewolf. I don't know. Like, I legitimately know, but like, we're going to watch like the fourth one comes out when I'm in Florida with them. So
yeah.
we'll watch the third and fourth one together.
Have I seen the third one?
That's when she becomes an alien.
Okay. So maybe I haven't seen it, but I just knew, shocking because Ariana lore is that I watch random things and become a hyperfixated on them for like 3 weeks and then forget about them and never do it again. So I watched the first Zombies and I was like, what is this amazingness? And then I watched the second Zombies and I was just like, Zombies is amazing. And then it was like right before Zombies 3 came out. And then by the time Zombies 3 came out, I forgot about it.
It's honestly like, if you have like young kids, like definitely recommend, because like the first one's about like segregation.
Well, aren't they like,
it's about segregation. Yeah. Like they have two different schools for the zombies and the humans. And then the second one is about it. Like, it's like basically about like indigenous people, which is like the werewolves, like the humans stole the werewolf's land.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the third one is, you know, about immigration.
Yes.
So it's a honestly amazing way to like teach children about it because
100%.
It's like sneaky, like, it's like sneaky a way to like be able to teach them about it, even though like you should be teaching your kids about these very important issues, but like if they're young, you have to find a way to do it.
It's like an approachable way for them to understand these like very complex issues in like a story that is appealing and makes sense to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is lovely.
Exactly.
It's lovely. Yes, Disney Channel. Slay.
1,000%.
I was taught all about civil competition in, what was it? Double Teamed. It was about twin basketball players.
Were they twins?
They were twins.
Oh, okay.
They were twins. They were, I guess, fraternal, but, or maybe the actresses just didn't look
I think
the
when
same.
I was a kid, I definitely thought that they looked so similar. And I think I mean, they do now, they like would not look at all.
I mean, I definitely think they look similar. Like they look like sisters. I wouldn't say they look like twins. Like my mom is a twin. And I remember like There was one point when they were younger, where me as a kid, as a 6-year-old, would get them confused.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Not always, but like there were times where like if they weren't talking because their voices are very different, mm-hmm. but like they're the same height, and like now like their hair colors are mm-hmm. slightly different, and one of them is a little more tan, and and like they walk a little different now, so like now it's very easy to tell them apart. But before it was like difficult. So I'm like, I feel like sense. I can usually tell.
That makes sense. Shout out Double Team, by the way.
Shout out Double Team. That was one of the first movies I watched when Disney Plus came out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I think I watched Luck of the Irish when Disney Plus came out.
I mean, the very first movie I watched was Moana, obviously.
Yeah, you love Moana.
There's just no telling how far I'll go.
I definitely watched Luck of the Irish, and probably I think I watched Smart House.
I didn't watch Smart House because it was like it was scary then. Like it's gonna be scary now. No, thank you.
Wait, no, you're young though. Do you remember Don't Look Under the Bed?
Don't Look Under the Bed because I remember enough commercials about Don't Look Under the Bed that I was like, I don't want to watch that.
We should watch that this Halloween and see.
Okay.
I remember being legit freaked out, but I loved it. I've always loved like spooky stuff since I was
a kid. No, I know. You love a spooky story. No, but when Disney Plus came out, I remember, like, I watched all of Wizards of Waverly Place, all of Hannah Montana, all of The Suite Life. I think I watched all of Suite Life and Zack and Cody and Suite Life on Deck, mm-hmm. all of That's a, no, I didn't watch all of That's a Raven.
Hannah Montana?
I watched all of Hannah Montana. Yeah. I watched all of Wizards of Waverly Place. I watched all of Lizzie McGuire. That was obviously the one. There was another one.
Even Stevens?
No, I watched all of Phil of the Future.
Then I started watching
That's a Raven, and then I did the iconic Halloween Cheetah episode.
Girls? Oh, no.
I mean, I don't think I ever rewatched Cheetah Girls because there were enough other movies that I wanted to rewatch. Yeah. But then I think that's when, in the middle of my That's a Raven rewatch, is when my Disney Plus hyperfixation went away. and I started... No.
Is that when you started watching Smosh?
No. That's when High School Musical series came out.
Understood.
And obviously, that became my hyperfixation. So,
shout out DCOMs.
Shout out DCOMs. Mm-hmm. Shout out the first season of High School Musical the series. You helped
out. Oh, yeah. Should I ever go back and watch the rest? I think I watched like half of two.
I mean, I enjoyed it because like it's stupid TV that like I like to watch. Mm-hmm. It's based on how much things you and I have in our watch list. Maybe not.
Okay. I will not then. But yeah, that was my weekend. Literally just worked, hung out with children. It was fun.
Slay.
It was slay. It was nice to be able to like sleep in today. I didn't start. Josephine's last day was today. She got out at noon, so I got to sleep in until like 10, which was nice because I've been waking up at a crisp 6:20 every day since Thursday.
Slay.
but yeah, how was your weekend without me?
Well, my week/weekend was lovely. On Tuesday, I went to get drinks with my community theater friends. Nice. Shout out, ladies. Maddie, Stephanie, Shreya. But if you're listening, I don't know. Then what did I get on Friday? I went to get Botox on Friday. Touching up the little tops. It's because for those who don't know, Botox can also be gotten preventative, and I also sleep with my eyebrows furrowed, so
she's also
a very anxious person. Yeah. So I sleep with my eyebrows furrowed. That's what I know, because I will wake up with an 11 line because of how deep it is, and then I'm like, oh, time to touch up. So I did that. What else did I do on Friday? I got a lovely matcha on Friday. It was delicious.
That was the lemonade
on Friday,
right? Or no?
Yes, it was like the prickly pear lemonade. Mm-hmm. It's usually made with coconut water. I just got it with regular water, but it was absolutely delicious. Nice. It was like very lovely and refreshing. Mm-hmm. Not too sweet. Like I genuinely do think you would like it. And then Friday, I didn't do anything. I just stayed in my lovely little bed. And then Saturday was Miss Margaret Pote's birthday, Sally.
Still so sad I missed. Shout out Maggie.
I know. You were missed. There. But she looked absolutely gorgeous. Looked as just her bits. Usual. I feel like she's just like annoying because like every time I see her, she gets hotter and it's like, stop! So that was lovely. We started at this one bar. This bar had a tequila matcha drink. It was actually so delicious.
That's like perfect for you. What bar is that?
It's called AMA Raw Bar. Okay. She also got some snackies. The snackies were pretty good. I tried a couple different beverages. Like I tried a lychee martini. The lychee martini is good towards the end. It was very lychee. That tequila matcha drink, I don't know what it was, but it was delicious. It was almost like a frappe.
Oh.
It tasted lovely. The only problem is I sipped it so quickly because it tasted so delicious. And then we went to another bar and then Katie and I left to get pizza and then we came back and everyone was like, "Where'd you go?" We were like, "We went to get a slice." Because we didn't see like anybody was moving and we were like, We're hungry. Yeah. And then an hour later, everyone went to get food. And Katie and I went to, I don't remember what the name of the bar is, but you, her, and I have been there. It's like a sports bar.
Is it the Horseshoe Bar?
Maybe.
The one we went to after a movie one time?
Maybe. Where it only has like one single stall bathroom and like, there was that weird British guy in the waters all the way on the other side.
Yeah. Horseshoe Bar.
Okay. I legitimately almost got into a fight.
Really?
Yes.
Because of the bathroom or what?
No, because of the bathroom. Because, like, me and this other girl were waiting in line. We were waiting probably 5 minutes. Like, long enough that we were, like, a line is forming. It's a single stall. So I knocked. I literally went. You can't hear it. It was a very delicate knock.
Yeah.
I can be very aggressive and knock. It was, I mean, I had Beverageno, so, like, maybe it was aggressive. Regardless, three girls came out, and one of them was like, "Did you knock?" And I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "There were three of us in there." And I said,
"That's not your problem."
No. I looked her dead in the eye, and I said, "It says one at a time." And I started to go in, and she grabbed the door and said, "What'd you say to me?" And I said, "I said it says one at a time," and then I pulled the door closed and locked it. This girl was probably 6 inches taller than me, and I was like,
"She's probably coked up at that point."
No, but also I'm like, okay, I understand that there were three of you in the bathroom. All you can be is like, "Oh my god, so sorry. Why are you being a bitch to me when I knocked?"
Yeah,
and also, there's
a line.
And I came back to Katie, and I was like, "Katie, I legitimately almost got into a fight." The girl that, like. Because me and the girl behind me in line were, like, chatting as we do.
Yeah.
And when I came out, she was like, "Oh, my God." Because the girl, like, was so aggressive at me. And I was like, and it's funny because, like, when we came out, I was like, what's she going to do, yell at me? And then she did. And I was like, it says one at a time. You can't read? You look like you can't read. Maybe I should have. I didn't say that. But maybe I should have.
God.
Okay, so that was my weekend because I didn't do anything Sunday.
Slay.
Yeah. And now it's Tuesday.
Tuesday, 8:15. To give you a time.
Okay, so our first topic of the week is Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin have broken up. So sources are telling People Magazine and a bunch of other places that
People is.
Is correct. Just Correct.
Usually.
Which is why I'm saying sources are telling people that Dakota and Chris Martin have broken up. So candidly, I did think that they were already broken up. But
there's been like a bunch of rumors like throughout the years.
Yeah, I was going to say here it says that they have a very, very on and off relationship, which makes sense. Yeah. But the sources are saying that it feels final this time. So... I mean, that's sad. But then also, a couple days later, he called out her movie and was like, "Oh, go see Materialist with, like, Dakota in it." But also, it's like, that's a very out-of-character move for him to do. So people are like, why? Yeah. So people are like, are they broken up? Like, I don't know. So we'll see. how these crazy two.
She also mentioned him. I'm like in the middle of the. She's on Good Hang with Amy Poehler podcast. She literally mentions him in the podcast. So it's like if they broke up like last week, it's like a little. I'm sure it was recorded like 2 weeks ago, but like random, like that she never mentions him.
Yeah,
and then the week after they are like broken up in headlines.
Yeah,
that she mentions him and he mentions her. Like that's weird,
that
though.
Is weird.
I don't know. Seems kind of crazy.
It does seem kind of crazy.
All right. Our next story is that Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood have talked more about their like rumored feud, but not really their feud. If you don't know, Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood were on White Lotus this past season. They
played Rick and Chelsea.
Yes, they played a couple that were like in love, very toxic, but. The stars who played a couple Rick and Chelsea in season 3 of White Lotus had a suspected feud when Walton Goggins unfollowed her on Instagram like directly after the season aired. So fans were like, ooh, what's going on? however, after months of speculation, the co-stars sat down with Variety to set the record straight. This is what he said. There is no feud. I love this woman madly, and she is so important to me. This is Goldie Hawn. This is Meg Ryan. She can do anything, and she will. You watch what the next 20 years of her experience will be. I'll be on an island, I think Greece, but she's special. There is no feud. She is love, and I know that I am that to her. We care about each other very deeply, said an emotional Goggins. Amy described the social media as the rumor of like them fighting on social media, such a comment on where we're at culturally, and wondered why people were obsessing over Instagram. That is irrelevant. We don't give a shite about Instagram. Why not have conversations about the story in Rick and Chelsea and enjoy it? Also to be noted that in 2004, Goggins' wife died of suicide, and he spent 3 years traveling and searching for peace. When he arrived on set in Bangkok for White Lotus, he realized it was the exact same place that he had visited after losing his wife.
Oh my God.
He explained why he unfollowed Wood. The actor shared, "My catharsis in this experience was different than other people's. Because of my history in this place, I knew what we had gone through, and I needed to begin a process saying goodbye to Rick and Chelsea, and I knew that was going to take a while for me. So I let her know, this is what I got to do, and she was extremely supportive, and that's that. That's it. Also, like, my God.
I also think that he is, like, a very artsy guy. And, like, his history aside, I think that he's just someone who is, like, Instagram, who cares, also, man?
He's an adult.
He's also an adult
who does not care about that shit.
So I think it's, like, multifold and people just, like, look too much into it. I think it's very different if it's, like, influencers because, like, influencers live their life online versus like Walton Goggins is an actor. Just because he's on our screen doesn't mean he lives his life for us. Just because he doesn't follow her doesn't mean that they don't have any sort of friendship or relationship.
And I'm glad that they waited to like clear it up because like obviously they were like, we don't give a shit. Like, like it's literally just social media. Like, who cares?
Right. Also, it was stupid.
It was dumb. But I'm glad that they like were able to like put it to rest and people could like stop freaking out.
Yeah.
I do agree with them though. Like, she is incredible and I can't wait to see like what she does with her career because she is so like magnetic.
Yes, she is. She's so vibrant on the screen.
So like, I cannot wait. If anybody hasn't watched Sex Education, she's incredible in it.
She is. Every single scene she's in, like, I have chills thinking about it because like,
she's amazing.
Very, very amazing. And her character goes through like a very powerful arc.
Yeah.
So.
Also, Sex Education is a hilarious show, so everybody should go watch it, regardless. But I'm glad that they have been able to.
Agreed. Okay, so next topic is Paige DeSorbo has announced that she's not returning to Summer House. So on Thursday, Paige DeSorbo, who is a fashion Instagrammer, if you don't know, but she was a little bit of an influencer, and she has been on Summer House since season 3. She is one of the OGs. And so she won't be returning for season 10. Her statement on Instagram reads, "I have a little life update for you. I've made the decision not to return to Summer House. Being part of this show has been one of the most rewarding chapters of my life. The friendship, the drama, the giggles, all unforgettable. You've seen me grow up over the last 7 summers. I'll always be beyond grateful for the moments, the community, the opportunities this wild ride has brought me. But like all good things and some bad decisions, it's time for this chapter to close. To my castmates, the fans, and my NBCU family, thank you. I never could have imagined what this journey would turn into and how many of you would be along for the ride. And you haven't seen the last of me. I promise. So much more to do together. But for now, you know, you can always find me and Daphne in my bed. I honestly think this makes a lot of sense. I think that Summer House is kind of like in this weird pivoting point, because I think a lot of the like single people are going to leave, but also like Kyle and Amanda and Carl are probably not going to leave, and Lindsay are probably not going to leave. And they're like all like very settled in their lives. So it's like, you can't bring in like 6 single 20 something year olds and then have these like 40 year olds with like kids that are married. So I personally think they need to do a fresh sweep with like maybe keeping like West and Jesse. For those of you who don't know, West and Jesse are just 2 cast members that have been on since season 8. They're 2 single guys. Well,
previous season.
Well, they've been on 2 seasons. So season 8 and 9. Yeah.
So not counting the one that just happened the previous season.
Oh, yeah. But we're talking about season 10. Oh, so I'm thinking like 2 seasons prior to season 10. Confusing. We were talking about different things. But so I think that they could do that. Maybe like, I think that they could keep Sierra. I understand that Sierra is like the queen bee, but I think you could keep her and like build a story around her.
And she
her.
Has a connection with the 2 boys. So yeah. Like they could definitely like,
I mean,
I would think that they like would need to like do have people that are like Jesse and West's age, but also closer to Sierra's age. So they can like have a mix, but it's not like 45-year-olds and 22-year-olds.
Well, honestly,
like, that's wild.
It's giving very like, I want to say like the only three people who were original cast members who are still cast members to this day are Carl, Lindsay,
and Amanda.
And no, Carl, Lindsay, and Kyle. Amanda,
I forgot about Kyle.
Amanda was, don't we all? Amanda was just his like girlfriend who showed up occasionally in season 1. She wasn't a full-time cast member until season 2. So those are the only 3. So I kind of feel like I could see like West being like the Kyle and like Jesse being the Carl, and like Sierra wouldn't be no Lindsay, but like the girl. I mean, it is Bravo.
Do you see Paige getting her own show? Some sort of show.
This is the thing though. I think so, because I do think it would be very interesting to do a like Amanda, Sierra, Paige DeSorbo show in Manhattan. Like that I could see them doing because that makes more sense for like the lives that they have now. But I don't think Sierra would do both. But I'm also okay with Sierra not coming back.
Yeah.
So like, we'll see. Very, very interesting. Also in this wrap up, Lexi, who was on exactly 1 season of Summer House, which is just season 9. And she is Jesse's ex-girlfriend. I haven't gotten to that season, so I don't know all the lore. I just know it's messy. She also announced her exit. Nobody cares. It was, like, very weird that she announced it, like, right after Paige. Yeah. It was like, girl, you're no Paige DeSorbo. Yeah. Relax. okay, so next topic is Billie Eilish and Nat Wolff were seen smoocherooing. So if you guys don't know who Mr. Nat Wolff is, Mr. Nat Wolff got his fame from Naked Brothers Band on Nickelodeon. He has since...
This was after my time, so I know, like, the I was 2 in brothers like, from movies, but I don't know them from
that. I was in 5th grade, and they were in 5th grade at the same time as me, because Nat is my age, and I remember being like, he's the love of my life. I was 11, okay? It was also crazy because I was like, it's fine.
I have a question. Why is it called the Naked Brothers Band?
I do not know. Is that not
inappropriate to anybody else ever?
They decided. That was their...
It's so Nickelodeon to have
it
be that.
It's so Nickelodeon. But so that's what they started, and they've acted in a lot of stuff. Nat has acted more than Alex.
Which one was in Hereditary?
Alex.
Okay.
But Nat has had... I would say his career has had more longevity, but Alex has had more bigger roles in the past like 5 years.
Okay, that makes sense.
But Nat and Alex also have a band, and they open up for Billie Eilish.
Is it still called the Naked Brothers Band?
No, it's not.
Okay, what is it now?
I think they're just Nat and Alex.
Oh, well.
So I'm gonna go deep. I'm gonna go do a quick timeline of when they met. So apparently, Alex met Billie at an Oscars party in March 2023, and at some point, she met Nat as well. In April 2024, Billie attended Coachella with Nat and Alex. They posted on Instagram. In June 2024, Nat is in the Chihiro video, which is one of her songs, and they're on Instagram together. In September 2024, Nat and Alex open up for her tour. They opened for her tour for most of it.
For the Hit Me Hard and Soft
tour. For the Hit Me Hard and Soft tour, correct. In October of 24, Nat was seen gushing to Billie about Vogue. On Vogue. About Billie.
Did you see Vogue?
Did you see Vogue gushing about Billie? Okay, you knew what I meant. About Billie to Vogue. And then in March, they were spotted leaving the iHeart Music Video Awards together. And it was all dismissed, being like, they're just friends.
Just besties.
And then in June, June 8th, they were spotted kissing in Italy. I personally love this trajectory for her. I think that she needs to date someone not as famous as her, not as hot as her. And I do think that he's, like, genuinely, like, okay and, like, unproblematic. Cross my fingers. I don't think that he's done anything problematic. And I just think that from what I know about him, he's kind of a lover boy. And I think she needs that.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And for anyone who comes at Billie Eilish, there is a bisexual.
Well, the bi erasure in this world
is
like
crazy. Insane.
Like, I thought you liked women. Bi people exist.
Yes.
You weirdo.
I can't. Okay, so anyway, there's that. I'm rooting for them.
I think they're really cute, honestly.
I honestly, like,
and he's tall, so.
And he's so tall.
That's always a good one.
Me, tall, check. Okay, to be fair, like, to me, tall is like 5'8".
I'm tall to you, and I'm 5'6½", so.
No, you're girl tall to me.
True.
There's a difference.
Katie's tall to you.
Katie's tall.
So true. Okay, our next topic today is a new development in the Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively stuff. As I'm sure you all know, that It Ends With Us co-stars have been in a heated legal feud since December 2024. We didn't want to speak on it on the pod until something actually happened.
Legally,
because it's all just been PR garbage, like, ripped.
Also, and like documents submitted, and then every single time these like ridiculous documents were submitted, which were clearly like a PR grab from Justin Baldoni's team, the court would be like
dropped,
dismissed.
Yeah. So we were just like, you know, until like the court was supposed to be like next year, and I'm like, we're not even fucking talking about it until like something actually happens. I think it was yesterday on Monday.
It was yesterday, I think.
The judge dismissed the lawsuit, Justin Baldoni's lawsuit against Blake Lively. Judge Louis J. Lyman dismissed Baldoni's $400 million countersuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, the couple's publicist Leslie Sloan, as well as he also dropped Baldoni's defamation claim against the New York Times. Baldoni does have until June 23rd to refile some of his claims, but only the ones related to contractual obligations. And I think that we all just need to remember that this was a woman who submitted a sexual harassment claim about her coworker and boss in the correct channels that you're supposed to do. And she has been raked through the mud and coals for the last 6 months because, oh, maybe she's a bitch. Oh, maybe she this and that. She's still did everything properly. She submitted everything properly. Also, and still,
not everyone just that.
Is calling her a liar.
Also, not just that. She submitted it properly, like, from the get. Like, from the moment they stopped mm-hmm. filming, she was like, something needs to change. Let's talk about strategy. If we resume filming, this is what needs to happen. She went about all the channels. Mm-hmm. It's literally documented in the New York Times article, said, every single yep. thing.
And they said, okay, we won't do that stuff anymore.
And then
claiming they actually did that shit, by yes. the way. That's them claiming they did that shit. And they said, then we will have boundaries now, and these will be the boundaries.
And then they didn't do that.
So.
And then, this is the thing. Blake Lively can be a bitch.
1,000%.
That does not mean that she was not sexually harassed and that Justin Baldoni did not run the smear campaign of a century on her. And I hope, and let me tell you something, he's going to be broke. Because how can he afford that now?
No, seriously. And also, like, he literally stated in those texts exactly what he was going to do. And y'all fell for that shit.
Yes.
Even after seeing that he said in he was text. Gonna Correct. Do that and create this PR monstrosity for her.
Yeah.
And y'all were like, oh, okay, Baldoni. And you were just like sucking on his little teeth for like literally the last
And let
six
me tell
months.
You something. I have still seen people all over social media defending him. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I don't think that this is defensible. Like, Blake Lively being a bitch is not an argument. Okay, she's a bitch.
She's a bitch. She had a plantation wedding. Okay, she still was sexually harassed.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. So she's a bitch, so that's okay now. We can harass bitches.
Okay, great. So it's okay.
Okay, got it.
I've seen people being like, literally, like, they paid off a federal judge. They paid off a federal judge?
You okay, I'm so sorry. Insane. If you could pay off a federal judge, you don't think would be doing that?
My God.
Like, am I wrong?
The delusion is like so insane to me. It's like, I'm just so happy that you and I have always just stayed on this side.
It just, to me, I also try not to speak on things unless I'm informed. Agreed. So I made the choice to, like, I read 75% of that New York mm-hmm. Times article, which I would say is like more than most people read. Yeah. Because I was like, I want to understand what they're saying. And I was like, no, this is really bad.
It's so baffling. It's
I'm not
just,
shocked.
I'm just like, I'm so happy. And she posted a statement on her Instagram, like thanking people for like being, you know, on her side and stuff. Like, it's not over, but like, this is a huge, huge thing for Lively's camp. Mm-hmm. And it's the correct thing that should have happened. And I'm just happy that it has happened.
Me too.
Very happy for them. All right, to lighten the mood a little bit, our next and last story is talking about Addison Rae's album that finally was released this past Friday. I have my ranking of the new songs that aren't like the interludes or the outroludes. Do you not have yours?
I don't have a ranking. Hold on. I can do that very quickly.
Okay,
so I have my list now. That was easy. okay, Jasmine, speak.
Okay, I mean, it's incredible from tip to taint and
no skips,
like literally incredible.
Including the interlude and outerlude, because I didn't even realize I was just listening the whole way through and I was like, I was vibing.
It's incredible. Like, I literally cannot wait to pregame to this coming week. I was like so devastated. I was like, this, of course it's this weekend when I can't pregame. Okay. So I'll go from, I have a top five because you're including Fame Is a Gun.
I'm including Fame Is a Gun only because I did not speak to it last week because I hadn't really listened to it until like Tuesday.
Fair.
So I didn't feel like it was fair for me to like give my opinion.
1,000%. So my list is just the five songs that were not previously singles.
And the previously released songs are
Diet Pepsi, Aquamarine, High Fashion,
Fame Is a Gun.
And then she released times like these, like the day that
the
Thursday before Friday, like that. So I'm still including that one. So my number five is In the Rain. Number four is Times Like These. Three, New York. Honestly, New York climbed for me. It was like, it was lower on the list and it climbed,
New York,
I tell you.
New York builds. Like, the more you listen to it, the more you're like,
I'm like, shake my titties to it. And then number two is Summer Forever. It's so Lana Del Rey coded. Like, it's so good. And my number one, Money Is Everything. I love that song. Yeah. So good.
So I have also been listening to this album mm-hmm. nonstop. Like, literally, I'm either listening to, like, my day list, which is, like, half Addison at this point, mm-hmm. or sure. just this album. Okay, so number six, mm-hmm. In the Rain.
Yeah.
Number five, Times Like These. Mm-hmm. Number four, ooh. Summer Forever.
Ooh, interesting.
Number three, Money Is Everything.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Number two, New York.
Okay.
Number one, Fame Is a Gun. And let me tell you something. And I had a taste of the glamorous life. That's all I have to say.
Did you watch the music video?
No, I haven't.
You have to watch the music
video. Okay, let me, so this is the thing, which you might be really disappointed in before. There are very little music videos that I have the attention span for.
Wow.
Because I'm like, I'm listening to this, like, I could be, like, watching something else. Like, like, I don't know if...
Okay, well, when we're drinking sometime this weekend,
I'll okay, put that, it on. That I'll can do. Yeah. Because, like, even, like, a lip sync, like, there's enough happening that, like...
Yeah. Because let me tell you, like, Addison gives visuals. She gives choreography and visuals, like...
Oh, I've crazy. Seen enough clips of her other music mm-hmm. videos that I know that. And mm-hmm. honestly, like, she very much has, like... a vision and a point of view. So, like, oh, I clear don't
vision,
doubt that.
Clear vision.
I don't doubt that. She's giving, like, very, like, it's, like, right before Toxic Britney.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not Toxic Britney. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the era right before.
Yes, yes. She's just so incredible. And she was on Quinn Blackwell's
mm-hmm. Podcast.
Little, I think it's, like, a cooking show.
Okay.
She has a little cooking show. And they were just talking about, like, oh, like, how do you feel about people, like, saying, like, oh, like, you're trying too hard. She's like, yeah, I'm trying too hard. How about you try it all? Like, how about also, you try at all?
Can I just say, let's stop making trying lame. Trying is fun.
Guess so who tries sorry. Hard? Taylor Swift. Guess who tries hard? Beyonce.
Also, can I just say, like
my God.
I'm not necessarily, like, trying on everything. Like,
no.
But sometimes trying is cool.
Yeah, and, like,
caring about things is cool.
Caring about things is cool. And, like, going, like,
doing things and, like, oh, caring is great. And just, like, I guess what, like, being passionate about something, like, you know what's better than a half-ass costume?
A full-ass costume.
A full-ass costume. Like, I just, to me, especially, like, if you're gonna be an entertainer, mm-hmm. entertain!
No, literally.
And Addison is delivering.
And she is delivering. Pitchfork gave her an
8.0. An 8.0?
Some of your faves? Lower on that scale, by the way. I think Billy's Hard and Soft got, like, six, which is crazy. I don't usually, like, care about that stuff, but because, like, she's such a newbie and I'm like, yes, bitch.
I'm not shocked about that because I also think that Billy, unfortunately, has this competition with herself because her first two albums are so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying Hit Me Hard and Soft isn't good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I just don't think it's...
Yeah.
As good as the other two.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's like, when you reach perfection, like, there's nowhere to go.
1,000%.
So, like, it's hard.
Well, like, I usually don't like Rotten Tomatoes. I don't really give a shit. Like, those kind of things don't give a shit. But, like, when it's your fave and, like, they do amazing on their debut album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her. Like,
no, I'm so,
so cool.
proud of her. So proud.
Everyone go listen to that album. It is such a blast and half all the way through.
It's just fun. And, like, you can tell that she's having fun.
And, like, I just want to say that the whole album is written and produced by three women, Addison and two other women, the whole album.
Slay.
So I don't want to hear it. Okay. Yeah. Like, they had a clear vision. They did it, just the three of them. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Love. Love, love, love.
Welcome to TLDR, the segment that we have stories that can just go fast that we don't need to do a full deep dive on. And we have a couple each. We each have 30 seconds. Will you time me, Miss Ariana?
I will time you. And go.
All right. Kylie Jenner answered a TikToker's question about how her fake boobs look so natural and
how they sit like that.
And how do they sit like that? And Kylie commented, 445cc, moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone, Garth Fisher. Hope this helps. LOL. I have no idea what any of that means. I know that's a doctor, but I have no idea what any of that means. But honestly, a slay.
Honestly, a slay. The only thing is, like, now nobody's ever going to tell us anything about anything because, like, there were 700 million news outlets about that.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay. You were under. I just started.
Yapping. Oh, okay. Gorge.
Okay.
Let me get the timer out for you. and go.
Okay, so Tom Felton, who, if you don't know who he is, Tom Felton is the original Draco Malfoy from the Harry Potter movies. He will be reprising his role as Draco Malfoy on the West End. Or is it on Broadway? No, it's on Broadway. He's gonna be on Broadway. I got confused. Broadway. Yes, that's it.
I just want to say that that's cool and all, but he's kind of a piece of shit because he will not denounce J.K. Rowling's stuff. He claims that he doesn't know anything about it.
Wait, didn't he denounce it like today?
I didn't see about that today, but in the past like couple days since like this Broadway announcement, he's been like, I don't really know about that. Dude is the most online person ever. There's no way he doesn't fucking know about that shit.
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah, so.
Yikes. Okay, I'm ready.
Is it you again? Okay.
No, it's you.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, go. One of Them Days is getting a sequel. That was an incredible, hilarious comedy that came out this last year, 2024, with Kiki Palmer and SZA. It was hysterical. One of the best movies we watched in 24.
I actually rewatched it recently, which is, for me, crazy. Yes. It held up for the second
watch. There are several parts of that movie that we had tears coming down our eyes.
No, there was a point where I was rewatching it, and I was like, I have a really bad habit when I'm, like, really, really excited. Well,
we're pausing the thing.
We're pausing. We're talking about this now. Where I get really, really excited, where I don't take deep enough breaths. So my brain is literally not getting the oxygen that I need. So like it happens when I'm laughing. Like it happened at the Harry Styles concert where I was like, I was laughing. I was having so much fun after Keep Driving. And I had like been screaming so hard that suddenly I turned to my little sister. She goes, are you okay? Apparently like all the color had left my face. Like I looked like I was going to pass
out.
She did. So that has happened to me. It happened to me when I was rewatching it. That's hilarious.
So yeah, so it's getting a sequel. I don't know when it's coming out, but it's the original creative team expected to return, and hopefully Kiki and SZA, because they were.
They better. If they don't return, I don't want it.
Agreed. Like, agreed. And they better be on a play on words. Like, it better be like, I don't know.
Another one of them days.
yeah, exactly. Like, it better.
It's going to be, it's going to be another with an A. Yeah. Another one of them days.
Yeah, excited. All right, welcome to Tipsy Teasers. Ariana, you have the first one today.
So the first one is the Wicked for Good trailer has come out. If you have not seen it, pause right now. Mm-hmm. Go watch it. Come back. Let me tell you something. It's gorgeous. And if I had a nickel for every time Jonathan Bailey was about to marry the wrong girl, but he was in love with her best friend. I have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's really weird that it happened twice. The amount of memes that I've seen where they're like, Fiero, I think that happened to your friend Anthony Bridgerton.
Nobody does yearning. Bring back yearning.
I said that on a date to a man and he was like, what do you mean yearning? Okay, so you want me to yearn? I was like, okay,
so
you
know, he was a loser.
He was a loser. I mean, I'm not talking to him now, am I? Well, that's what it is. You should listen to it. Like, I had chills. Mm-hmm. Just, like, the way that they sound, like,
I do, like, if you haven't watched it, go watch it again. Like, we're telling you. Like, yeah. Go watch it. What are you doing? Go watch it and then come back. I do like that they're keeping, like, the scarecrow and all that. Like, they still haven't shown.
I don't think they're going to show it until the movie comes
out. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I like that.
Agree. And if you don't know what we're talking about, don't Google it.
Yeah, period. I'm saying period a lot. I need to stop that. I don't know. What?
I was going to say, well, I'm on my period.
Sweet. Oh, I'm going to be cute. Okay. Do you have anything else to say about Wicked for Good?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Because I knew you.
Don't make me cry. I haven't eaten dinner yet. My emotions are heightened. Also, fun fact, one time me and Ariana went to a One Direction night at, like, a bar.
It was, like, Harry Styles night, I think.
Oh, yeah. Which they butchered, by the way. But there was some good moments. One Direction's Act My Age, and this was, like, maybe we had pre-gamed. This was maybe 2 hours into the night. Like, once we got there.
Yeah.
They played Act My Age by One Direction. Yeah. And Ariana, we're dancing at each other. Tears
streaming down our face because we were like, I won't act my age when I'm with you. Like, we will always be
Because if you didn't know this, there is an age gap between me and Ariana.
Yes.
Quite a big. Like, you're closer to, like, Ethan's age.
My little brother. I mean, you're Feathers. You're older than Feathers. Yeah. He's my older brother. My oldest sibling.
What? I won't act my age.
Actually, we don't want to get copyrighted.
Okay, well, maybe we'll edit that. We can bleep that, too.
Well, we'll do it, and then we'll see.
I mean, I don't think we don't make any money off of this, so I don't think we can be copyrighted.
I mean, we'll see.
Okay, the next tipsy teaser is the Beyond the Villa, the Love Island Beyond the Villa trailer came out. It will be released July 11th, the series. The series is described as the first of its kind spinoff from the pop culture phenomenon. Love Island USA follows everyone's favorite season 6 Islanders around Los Angeles as they navigate new careers, evolving friendships, newfound fame, and complex relationships outside of the Love Island villa. The series will follow Janae Craig, Kenny Rodriguez, Aaron Evans, Miguel Harici, Leah Kateb, Kaylor Martin, Connor, I'm not even going to say his name, last name, Serena Page. They said Kenny Rodriguez twice because they forgot Cordell in this.
He's not in the picture, though.
Oh, yeah, Cordell's not in, but they did write Kenny twice. Olivia Walker and Kendall Washington. Every time I think about Cordell, I just love Cordell so much.
Well, I think he's not on it because he's going to be on Traitors.
Yeah, he'll be on something for sure.
Yeah. Like, there's no way that they would just, like, keep him off it unless his brother was like, I don't want you on it.
Yeah.
Which I honestly could also see.
The show looks great. I just love seeing, like, PPG. Like, I love seeing Janae and Leah. And
I just don't want to watch Kaylor and Liv fight about spray tans.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, it just, like, it looked, like, extremely overproduced. I will still watch it because I will support our girls.
I will as well. But they're going to need some
It might be on my TV and I scroll my phone.
Yeah, they're going to need some, we're going to need some real drama in here. Like, yeah. I'm going to need Liv to take one for the team and, like, hook up with somebody, like, really hot and, like, drama.
I want Liv to hook up with Aaron, honestly. That's what I want. If you want drama, that's what I want.
I don't want that because I actually love Kaylor and Liv as friends.
Like, that's, like, the only thing that, like, could possibly happen that could create anything.
Or unless, like, secrets come out about Love Island about how, like, Kaylor and Rob were fucking the whole time,
which is a rumor.
Incredible. So
I am happy to see the trailer and, like, there was zero drama between Miguel and Leah, and they were just, like, being little happy cuties. So that made me happy, because I was worried that they were going to be, like, fighting or something, because I love them so much. He calls her his wife. It's so sweet.
It's so sweet. I hope they don't break up.
Me too. All right, now it is our screen time recap, which is where we talk about our shows or movies that we watched this week. I didn't watch a lot, because I was working and just tired, but I did... I'm still watching Community. I just watched the Bottle episode. Any Community fans out there? It was great. And then that Love Island USA started. So that is what I've been mainly focusing on when I had my time off.
So true.
And we've been watching.
Yes, we have been watching. And
we have thoughts.
We have thoughts. And for anyone who is listening now, if you have not seen through Monday night's episode, so we have seen everything through Monday night's episode. We will be talking about it full spoilers. You are being warned. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody being like, spoiler. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thoughts.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it. I am, first thing, I'm excited for the crash and burn of Jeremiah and Hoda.
As though tonight might be.
Ooh, okay. I'm kind of excited for that, but I kind of want to see Akasa more. Yes. But I mean, somebody's going to be coupled up by Akasa more. Like, there's no way they're not. 100%.
They are too much. Like,
I think she's too much I've been seeing him,
but
and
he's,
I'm like,
he's also weird though. He's a weird vibe to me. She's too much, but like he gives me a man. He's like man's rights. Activist vibes.
He's giving me I'm here for the money and I'm gonna be with whoever I couple up with first.
Yeah. No, but like when she was like, I can't believe there's men like that, and he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, my God, like relax. This is Love Island. That's literally kind of conversations that are had here.
Yeah, I just can't with him.
I just need them to be broken up. I don't, as much as I would love to see them at Casa, like I don't think I can watch like that. for that long. Because it costs us in like several weeks from now. Like, I can't watch that for that long.
Not for US. In US, it's, I mean, I guess it's probably like 2 weeks from now because it's only like five weeks total. Yeah. But. Okay.
My favorite, Shelly.
Shelly is
my queen.
Is my favorite. Apparently, we get some, she makes out with Sierra this episode.
Which is, we've been making.
We love, because Shelly is a bisexual queen. Mm-hmm. And
Sierra could do better than Nick, let's be honest.
I thought you were going to say she could do better than Nick. I was like, how dare you?
No.
I would actually love Sierra and Shelly together.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be a cute, like, CC couple.
Yeah, they'd be so cute. I love, my faves are Shelly and Alondria. She's a queen.
Honestly, Sierra might be up there for
Sierra.
Me.
I think those are top three for sure. But Alondria,
even the way that Sierra was navigating the whole situation with Bella, she was very much like, you and I are communicating, you and I are fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I are not going to have a problem about this man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, which, I don't know, it just felt like the way she went about it was nice. Maybe I was being naive or whatever, but yeah.
I think Alondria needs a better person than Taylor.
I just think, in general, every single reality show just needs better men. I understand that, like, shitty men bring drama, but, like, maybe bring better men and shitty women. Like,
yeah.
let's bring in some diversity in here.
But I do think, like, because, so, it was found out that Taylor, like, maybe had a girlfriend right before he went on into the villa.
I heard that he definitely had a girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, so that's because, what I'm saying. But, like, what I'm saying is maybe that's why he was, like, not kissing Alondria for so long. Maybe he thought that he could, like, skirt past it, but then last night's episode, they started kissing. But, like, also she was begging him to fucking be physical with her. And I'm like, girl, you're so much better than this. Like,
also, like, if you have to beg somebody to, like, hold your hands, like, no. He also definitely has a full-on girlfriend that he was like, wait, I'm going to go on Love Island. I'll be back.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, bitch, no.
I can't.
And then Ace and Amaya stuff happened where, like, he chose her at the recoupling.
Yeah.
And then immediately said, but I don't want any physical stuff. I don't want to touch you. Like, don't even touch me when we, like, walk across from each other. Like, it was psychotic. Like, he immediately picked her when he could have picked Shelly.
Yeah.
And should have. It was weird. It was spooky vibes, I'm going
to
be honest.
I think I understand what he was attempting to do, because I think he was attempting to be like, hey, I want to, like, we're still exploring. Like, I want to respect a physical boundary so that
that's
I don't cross
them. That's totally fair.
But I think that, like, all men can't communicate. He didn't say that properly. Also, like, the way he was being so weird about her calling him babe. I'm like, she clearly is just,
she just uses it.
It's in her language.
Like,
she's
like
doing it.
Like, girl. Like,
yeah, it's just in her language. She's calling it by accident at this point. Like, I think you need to relax.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and, like, the way that he just, like, immediately, like.
No, it was scary.
His body language was so shut off. And, like, it was, like, nothing behind the eyes when he, like, would talk to her. It was so weird. It's like, you didn't have to choose her.
It was so
You could
scary.
Have picked the girl that you're actually into, but you're choosing to play the game and, like, you know, like, flirt with other girls. Like, just, that's not her fault. Like, you flirted with Amaya enough that she was, thought that maybe you would pick her, and you did pick her. And then immediately, you shut it off.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I can't.
It was so, like, his shutting off the emotions, he was, like, an asshole to her.
It just, like,
I don't really like her that much anyways, but, like, he was an asshole to her in those conversations.
Yeah, I kind of tuned it out because, like, this is the thing. Sometimes when these conversations happen, I'm like, I feel like I'm getting gaslit now, so I kind of, like, tune out.
It was crazy. Well, and when he was like, so, like, what do you call a boyfriend when you have a boyfriend? I call them babe. Okay, so I don't like that. And when you call me babe, I don't like that. Like, it was immediately, it was like he was baiting her. Like, what is that?
Yeah. Maybe I'm trying to play devil's advocate, but, like, it was a very weird.
Very, very weird. That conversation made me go, I don't like him for Shelly at all.
I mean, I know. I think Shelly can do better, period.
We need a hot bomb. A male hot bomb.
We're going to get multiple this week because the boys just pick, so the girls are going to pick next week.
Well, the only male bomb we've had is Charlie, who's great, by the way. I love him and Hannah. I think they're really cute.
No, I think they're really cute, too. But I think they have to, like, mathematically,
there has to.
No, I'm saying there has to be
a good one.
I mean, we can't. Yeah, there's not going to be. Let's be honest. If casting goes the way that it's been going.
I know. But, like, Miguel was, like, pretty far down. Like, He didn't come until like a really long time. So like maybe someone good will come.
I think he's an exception to the rule.
I love Miguel.
I know.
He's so hot. Also, best father ever was.
Okay. I also think that we have to remember that he was a fuckboy that Leah straightened out. Do you not remember the way he ran to Casa Amor skipping?
I love that man.
He's so funny. So funny. But also, it's like they were only together.
Also, so did every single one of those movies.
Yeah.
It's Cordell included.
Yeah.
But very, very, very excited. If you are not watching Love Island USA, please do.
And now is the time because it's going to get to the point where you can't count.
Yeah, and there's only 7 episodes so far, 6 episodes.
Yeah, maybe? Something like that.
Something like that. So this it's easy right now. So yeah. Definitely do it.
Okay, so we'll do what I watch this week. Yeah, obviously, Love Island. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Summer House. I finished season 7. I'm more than halfway through season 8. Season 7 is amazing television, Jasmine. I literally wrote this down. Just for seasons 5 through 7, I need you to watch Summer House. Because I don't think you need to watch seasons 1 through 2.
I won't.
You can start at 3. That's when Paige shows up. It gets really good at 5. Mm-hmm. Because 5
what
is...
happens in 5? Is that when Carl and Lizzie start dating?
No. 5 is the COVID season.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
they're just locked in the house for 6 weeks. It's crazy. And then 7 is Carl and Lizzie dating. 8 is Carl and Lizzie engaged. Mm-hmm. So
it's and 9 is when they broke up.
No,
or that's when at they the end up. Of 8 is when they
correct.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. Okay, so that was Summer House. Mm-hmm. Very excited to see where it keeps going. Drag Race All Stars. Okay, so this week was a Rusical. For those of you who don't know, a Rusical is exactly what it sounds. It's a musical that is a non-copyrighted musical that is RuPaul themed.
Mm-hmm. It's all RuPaul music, right?
Well, not necessarily. Oh, so like okay. They'll do like a Rusical that'll be like greased drag queens, and it'll be like a version of Grease, but like a non-copyrighted version of Grease.
I understand.
So it's just called a Rusical because it's like RuPaul's musical.
Yeah.
This time though, it was based on what is it? Something titty? Astro booty? Astro booty?
Is it a real thing?
Yes. RuPaul Astro booty? Booty? Hold on. Star booty. It was like a spy thriller from like the 80s. Like it was right around the time that like, what is it? Octopussy. And James Bond was coming out. RuPaul was like, I want to do that. So there's a drag queen who was a spy, and they did like Star Booty the Rebooty is what it was called. Which was lovely.
I love a RuPaul.
So cool. Okay. And it was the last round of this set of, because it's like 3 rounds, and then they do rounds because it's a tournament this time. Okay. I'm so done with Mistress Isabel Brooks. Okay?
You've been done, honestly.
I know. Literally, I said she's so fake. I cannot. So she continued to lie to Carrie Colby's face. She's the one who told Carrie that she was going to give her the point first episode. She didn't. She kept saying, if I have a chance to give away a point, I'll give it to you, Carrie. I promise. But it's because she was the last person to give a point. If she had given her point to Carrie, then Carrie would have gone to the end. And not her to like the next round. So I think that's where it was, where if she had been the first person to give her point away, she might have, Carrie would have gone to the end. And let me tell you something, justice for Carrie Colby, because she should have been in the end and not Mistress. Okay. I literally wrote this when I was watching, and I said, Mistress is so fake. I cannot. She continued to lie to Carrie Colby's face about giving her the point, and then also proceeding to give it to someone, and always proceeding to give it to someone else. She's so fucking malicious. It's giving transphobic and racist. Get the fuck out. Because she will always give it to, like, she gave it to Georges, who's, like, a small little Latina queen. And then she gave it to, like, Lydia B. Collins, who's, like, a skinny little.
Yeah,
little,
so it's definitely fatphobic. Yeah.
It's not fatphobic because Mistress is fat. Oh, but it's definitely transphobic and racist.
Oh, yes. Sorry, you just said little and skinny, so I just assumed.
I mean, yeah, but, like, still. Then I also watched Adult. I finished it. First off, agreed. It's way too short. I'm so sorry. Those episodes are 30 minutes. 8? Yeah, I literally was like, oh, there's more. There's not. That's no. crazy. FX do better.
Yeah. What'd you think of it, though?
It was great. I almost feel like I don't really, like, I have an opinion, like, I enjoyed it, but mm-hmm. I feel like it
was
left
not
me,
enough.
It wasn't enough. It left me wanting so much more that now I'm, like, mm-hmm. I'm almost, like, annoyed.
Yeah. But you still wanted season two.
Yeah, I still want a season yeah. two. I just, like, want season yeah. two to be, like, 45 episodes. Yeah.
I think it has been successful, though, so I think that they'll...
Yeah.
They'll
no, it definitely
yeah.
has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then last, I watched season three of Judy and Georgia. I do have notes.
Okay. I haven't watched it yet. Should I leave?
No.
It's not spoiler. There's no spoilers in there? In your notes?
I have one spoiler, but I will not say it if you're going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it this week.
Okay. The only spoiler that I have that is worth commenting, we can talk about next week because it's important. Okay. First comment is episode 9 opens up with Maxine's POV. And it's literally what my head is like. And I need you, if you have watched that, I need you to go because it's literally the ADHD in her head. It's crazy. So that, and then I also wrote, I will watch every season of the show always because it's
so true.
It's so good. It's just like good television, like crazy twists and turns. It's lovely.
I do have one question. Mm-hmm. You might not answer it. Is Jenny still a little brat?
Actually, I would say
ungrateful brat is what I would say.
I would say no.
Okay.
Because this season she is a 16-year-old actually going through shit where she's like going through stuff and you're like, okay, now
you can complain.
Now I'm like, okay, like I understand that like shit's been hard, whatever. Now you're allowed to act this way.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it was where I was like, these situations feel very different from like the situations prior. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, but
sure. I will definitely be watching it this week.
There definitely just,
like,
was a point.
Have, like, the...
There definitely was a point where I was like, wow, this actress really does get paid to cry.
Ginny or Georgia?
Ginny.
Okay.
Ginny.
She's so pretty. Like, both of those girls.
So pretty. But it is really funny. I'll say this, but it isn't spoiler. It is so funny because there was a point where she had like short hair most of the season. Mm-hmm. Suddenly in one scene, long hair. And then suddenly it was short again.
Well, maybe it was a weave?
I don't know. Okay, so this is what happened. Definitely was like either refilming or like reshoots, whatever. What 90% of the season, Jenny has short hair. There's one scene in episode 2 where she has long hair.
That's
it's clearly a reshoot. But those are the things that, like, I notice because it's such a drastic hair change. Yeah. But they're like, yeah, she has curly hair. You won't notice. Yeah. I notice. And
I'll
then,
have to see if I can spot it.
Yeah, you'll spot it. Yeah, it's glaring. And then that's all I watched this week.
Gorge.
Okay, so what is your song on repeat?
My song on repeat is going to be Money is Everything by Addison Rae.
Okay, so my song on repeat. It was originally going to be Fame as a Gun, mm-hmm. but I think it's not going to be Fame as a Gun. Let's try not to do repeats.
Okay.
You're going to be so proud. Aquamarine has grown on me.
Oh my God.
So I will...
Still waiting for High Fashion, but...
No, that's what I'm thinking. Oh, okay. High Fashion. Oh. High Fashion has grown on me.
High Fashion grew on me?
Yes. High Fashion grew on me.
Oh my God. You guys have no idea. I literally love High Fashion. It was like my second favorite single after Diet Pepsi. And...
Well, because Diet Pepsi Supremacy, yeah, was, Supremacy Until We Die.
Yeah. But Ariana kept being like, I just don't get it.
It's because now I've been listening to it as the whole album. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Now I see like the whole picture. Now High Fashion now makes sense in the context of the album. Mm.
Yay. Oh my God. I'm so
yes.
happy.
So.
Gorge.
Yay. High Fashion.
Everybody go save and listen to
our playlist.
Songs on repeat playlist, by the way. I'll link it again on.
Amazing.
On our IG.
Yes. She's great on our IG. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do we want to do 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
But I don't have my person yet, so you.
Okay. I have my person.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my person is Dakota Johnson. Was that your person?
No, that was not my person. That was my backup person. Okay. My person is Blake Lively.
Okay.
Okay, so Dakota Johnson mm-hmm. to Jamie Dornan mm-hmm. in
50 Shades
to Kristen Wiig in Barb and Star, okay,
mm-hmm.
to Matt Damon in The Martian,
okay,
to, never mind, Okay, so this was a combined answer. Jasmine, you say your first part of the answer. From Blake Lively.
No, it was Dakota Johnson.
It's Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson with either Chris Evans or Pedro Pascal.
Oh, never mind. I have it.
Okay.
Blake Lively.
Okay.
To...
Harrison Ford?
I was thinking that Chris Evans was Ryan Reynolds in The Green Lantern, but then I remembered that Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds.
And oh, Chris yeah. Evans. But, like, they were in Deadpool together.
They were in Deadpool
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
So...
But what does that connect to? Anything?
Nothing.
I have it. Okay. Dakota Johnson to Chris Evans. Chris Evans to Anna Kendrick in
Scott
Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, they're in multiple movies together.
Versus the World and Anna Kendrick to Blake Lively.
Amazing.
Slay. Wow, that was way harder for my brain to figure out.
Wow, that was so hard. I was trying to. I also have a really bad habit of connecting one person back to themselves for some reason.
Or what's the other project that you always get to? There's always one, like, a movie or a show that it's always, that
I don't
you
know.
Always land to. The first couple episodes you kept going.
I don't know. Well, I'll remember.
So okay, so to restate the 6 degrees, we got Dakota Johnson to Chris Evans in the new movie, The Materialist.
Correct.
Chris Evans to Anna Kendrick in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And Anna Kendrick to Blake Lively in that fucking movie that just came out with the sequel. We just watched it.
Oh, with A Simple Favor.
A Simple Favor, yeah. So, perfect.
Amazing. Okay, I just thought of one. Mm-hmm. Also really good.
Okay.
It might be the same length as yours. Blake Lively to Anna Kendrick in A Simple Favor, mm-hmm. to Rebel Wilson in mm-hmm. Pitch Perfect, mm-hmm. to How to Be Single to...
Dakota Johnson.
Oh, How to Be Single.
Slay! Wow.
Just a short.
Rebel Wilson!
Yeah, Rebel Wilson. So, okay, so that was... Blake to Anna to Rebel to Dakota.
Gorge.
Okay, great. So if you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.